The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wherever you are in your life, I don't care how old you might be, you're never too old to reconnect with that child that lies within you.
Hi there, it's Ugo here, the Ego, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Ego Within You. This podcast is aimed at encouraging you, equipping you, and helping you unleash your inner strength, courage and purpose, power that lies within you. And today, welcome to another episode where we will be talking about your inner child. For the purpose of today, this episode is actually called Healing from Within. Okay, so welcome to Healing from Within, and we're going to be talking about your inner child, how you begin this journey of healing. I talked in the last episode that the reason why I started to discuss about inner child is because I realized that in order to fully become who you're meant to be, you're supposed to actually look within, right? We will be exploring the transformative power of reconnecting with our inner child and how we can embark on a journey of healing. Okay, so I'm your host, Ugo Chijutomi, and today we'll be diving into deep topic, sometimes very difficult to discuss, but quite important for us to start. Okay, it is often said that our inner child holds the key to our joy, creativity, and emotional well-being. Now, how much that is true, I don't know, but I believe it 100%. Why? Because that inner child that we always had when we were younger still is within us. That child that we was once is still within us. But what does it really mean to heal our inner child? What is its importance? And how can this process impact the lives in a profound way? How can it impact our lives in a way that it gives us freedom, it gives us joy, it gives us peace and prosperity? And so today, I will take a moment to reflect on the significance of inner child healing and why it is so essential for our overall well-being and personal growth. Remember what I said in my last podcast? You cannot connect the dot looking forward. You've got to connect the dot looking backwards. And that was what Steve Jobs said in one of his speeches. And quite frankly, that is the truth. So in order for us to move forward, we've got to look at our inner child. We've got to see, we've got to check within. We've got to begin to look backwards to say, what was it that needs to be confronted? What is it in the past that I need to know about? Okay. Our inner child actually represents our innocence. It represents our playfulness. It represents the vulnerable part of ourselves that we often neglect or disconnect from because sometimes they're very much too painful. We disconnect from it as we navigate through challenges as adults. You know, when people say, just grow up, you're not a child again. We do that. And because we've been told for so long, you're not a child. You're not a baby, grow up. What we tend to do is we actually neglect that child that still lies within us. And throughout our lives, we accumulate experiences, both positive and negative, that actually shape our beliefs,
our emotions and behavior. These experiences can sometimes be nice, but some of them are quite painful. And then what we find is we lock them up in this almost box where we don't want to touch. It's kind of a non-touching box. And those boxes where we've locked up all these emotions and we locked up all of these experiences. Right. So in order for us to deal with all of this, what can we begin to do? So unfortunately, some of our experiences can be very painful, right? They can be. Some of them are traumatic. Some are very neglectful. Some of them are quite, they leave us with deep emotional wounds within our inner child. These wounds often manifest in various ways. I will give you an example. Example could be our self-esteem, our confidence, the way we see ourselves, our true version or the true representation of ourselves is kind of distorted. It affects our relationships. It affects our overall mental well-being and emotional well-being. But once we start acknowledging our inner child, the minute we start taking our inner child serious, we actually are confronting these things that have held us back. So inner child healing involves acknowledging and addressing these wounds, offering love, offering self-love, self-compassion, understanding and support that we maybe have been lacking during our formative years. And these years are from 0 to 7 or 10, when we've actually been getting all of our love from our external circumstance. We've been getting love or the absence of love from our caregivers or the people who've looked after us, our parents, our environment. So it's about reconnecting with our inner child. It's about listening to our needs again. Have you realized that as adults, we neglect our needs all the time? Some of us put everything else before us. We put our jobs before us. We put our family before us. We put our friends before ourselves. Now, these other parts of us are very important. Ourselves as individuals are the most important investment we can ever do. So when we start ignoring ourselves, when we start neglecting our own needs, guess what? You're neglecting your inner child. So reconnecting with our needs again, reconnecting with ourselves, listening to our needs and emotions, and providing ourselves that nurturing environment that we may have missed out. And we can all do this. In fact, I've been on this journey. I'm not coming here as a total expert. It's because I've experienced it. I've experienced that inner child. My inner child needs healing. My inner child needs nurturing. My inner child needs love. And when we give ourselves the love that we need and that we put back into us that was taken out of us, it is personal growth. It is so amazing. It is tremendous. Now, I can't sit here and say to you, it is a simple journey. No, it's not. In fact, it is a process, but it's an amazing process. It is something that you would enjoy. I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying reconnecting with my inner child. And I thought, what better way to come here and explain it to my listeners who listen to me? That wherever you are in your life, I don't care how old you might be, you're never too old to reconnect with that child that lies within you. You're never too old to begin to give yourself self-love in the way that you've never done before. You're never too old to begin to listen to yourself more. So by embanking our journey to healing our inner child, or embanking on the journey of healing our inner child, we experience transformative benefits. Benefits that has ripple effects throughout our lives. It would have effects in our home, our finances, our friends, our work, our career, whatever it is in those areas of our lives, our relationship, it would have a ripple effect. So in order for us to do that, let's explore some benefits together, okay? Let's explore some of these benefits together. And I'm going to share some of them that I've noticed, right? right? Something that I've been using. I'm coming here to because I know how important it is. I know there's so many of us that have neglected our inner child. And so coming back to that child, reparenting that child is absolutely phenomenal. So when I talk about unleashing the eagle, that is where it lies. It's within you. But we've got to do certain things for us to come to the full understanding of that we carry. And one of it is actually nurturing our inner child again, healing it, coming from a place of love for ourselves. So let's talk about the benefits, shall we? Okay. First and foremost, inner child healing allows us to develop a deep sense of self-compassion and self-acceptance. I'm not kidding you. This is so fundamental in your personal growth. If you're going to grow forward, if you're going to grow in any area of your life, you've got to first really look at how much you give yourself compassion and how much you accept yourself. That is a struggle for so many of us. It's been a struggle for me. I'm not coming here to say, oh, I'm perfect now. No, there's certain things about me that I've struggled with. And sometimes I hear my super harsh ego going hard on me. I'm telling myself all of this stuff that is not so nice sometimes. But if we're very, very, very serious, and well, not just serious, if we're more concerned about growth and how we want to actually grow as humans and as spirit that we are, then we've got to actually focus on developing a deep sense of self-compassion and self-acceptance. And that means accepting every part of you, accepting the flaws, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it might be, accepting that. It's about acknowledging that the wounds we carry, they're not our faults. The mistakes that we've made in the past. It's about acknowledging them, but letting them go as well, right? It's about acknowledging those wounds that we carry that are not our faults. And that we deserve love, and we deserve care, and we deserve healing. Self-compassion becomes the foundation for our healing. And it helps us cultivate a healthier relationship with ourselves. You can imagine loving yourself to the extent that you let go of all the faults, all the flaws, all the mistakes that you may have made in the past. That is self-compassion. Realizing that, you know what, some of these things are not my fault. And I just have to be kind to myself. Those are the things I did. Those are the things I started to do. And that's where I'm still on my journey, right? Secondly, healing our inner child allows us to break free from repetitive patterns, okay? We all repeat patterns. Some of them are patterns from our parents. Some of them are patterns from our past. Some of them are just patterns. I've been reading a book called It Did Not Start With You. It did not start with you. And that book is phenomenal. If you want to read about how sometimes we repeat patterns, some of those traumas or some of the challenges we go through, some of them are repetitive patterns from maybe our past, you know, parents or grandparents, and we're repeating them. Okay, that book is amazing. So get it if you want to understand how we repeat patterns. But repetitive patterns, when we start healing our inner child, it allows us to break free from that and behaviors that no longer serve us. And do you know what? We are all habits of creatures, right? And that is the thing. We pick up behaviors along the way. They are like trails. They are like in our trails. And some of those behaviors we have found to be good and some of them are not. But when we start healing our inner child, we will know which, we would actually come to the understanding of what behavior or which of the behaviors that we have as humans or as individuals that no longer serve us. Those are the things that I did. By uncovering and addressing root causes of our emotional struggles, we gain a deeper and a greater understanding of ourselves. These understandings sometimes, they empower us. They make us feel like, okay, I know who I am. And that's what happened to me. I began to know who I was, what I am, why I am, where I'm going. how I want to serve you, how I want to come on the podcast and talk about things that I've had firsthand experience on. So when you start addressing the root causes of our emotional struggles, we gain deeper understanding of ourselves. And these understanding, they empower us to make us make conscious choices and break free of cycles of pain and self-sabotage and limiting beliefs. Now, I can't even tell you how much self-sabotage is a big deal. A lot of us are self-sabotaging ourselves. We self-sabotage based on the fact that we do not actually know the patterns that we are repeating. So we're constantly on this trail. It's almost like we're on the wheel, right? And just going back and going back and doing the same thing, but we're self-sabotaging ourselves. So once you start the benefit of exploring your inner child and going into inner child healing, you actually start having a bigger understanding of yourself, a greater understanding, a deeper understanding of who you are. Thirdly, healing our inner child can lead to a greater sense of emotional resilience and well-being. How amazing is it that we feel that we can handle whatever is thrown at us? And that's what we all need at this point. So many people are going through stuff, and I mean real deep stuff. But beginning your process of inner child healing and understanding that will definitely give you a good and a greater sense of emotional resilience. When you start addressing these things, and you know, by addressing and healing your past traumas, what you do is you release those emotions that no longer serve you. You release emotions that are a burden that we've been carrying, and we start creating space for healing and growth. Right, and then you find that this our newfound emotional freedom allows us to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, authenticity, and a deeper connection of our own inner resources. Do you know how much resources lies within you? I was speaking to a friend the other day, and I said, you know what? I actually realized that some of us are only tapping into 1% of our potential. 1%. Imagine that you're able to access even greater amount of your potential. It will blow your mind what you can do. It will blow your mind your abilities that lies within you. In order to do that, you've got to heal certain things. I call it, you've got to let the load go. You've got to let the burden go. You've got to let yourself feel light again so that you can set flight and go high up into the sky. Furthermore, healing our inner child opens up the path to experiencing more joy, more peace, more love, creativity, and playfulness in our lives. That's what I love. I love the fact that my inner child allows me to be creative. I love the fact that my inner child allows me to get in tune with my playfulness. And when we reconnect with our inner child, and as we reconnect with our inner child's sense of wonder and curiosity, we actually tap into our innate creativity, and this brings us into spontaneity. We become spontaneous and joy into our daily experiences. How amazing is that? That we're able to tap into that level of joy, that level of creativity, that level of curiosity. But we can, and we will. But we've got to do the work on healing our inner child. We've got to do the work of confronting that pain, the past that has held us back. We've got to connect the dots backwards for us to move forward, right? Finally, healing our inner child enhances our ability to form and maintain healthy relationships. By healing our own wounds, we become a better equipped to communicate our needs and set boundaries. Set real strong boundaries and foster connections that are built on trust, empathy, and authenticity. The reason why I love it so much about this inner child is the fact that by the time you start getting into it, you realize that, hold on a minute, certain people, I've not created boundaries. And boundaries are important. It keeps us safe. So by healing our inner child, it does enhance that. It gives us that ability to know what relationships are right for us, what relationships do not serve us. So why is it crucial to discuss the benefit of inner child healing, you might ask? Because it's a powerful, powerful reminder that no matter what we have been through in the past, we have the capacity, the capability, the power to heal, to grow, and to live fulfilling lives. And I'm here to actually invite you, anyone listening and all of you listening, I'm inviting you to embark on a journey of self-discovery, self-love, and transformation. It's worked for me and it's still working for me. So as I conclude today's episode, I just want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own inner child. Reflect on that child that lies within you, the potential for healing, the growth that lies within you, because it is enormous. It is amazing that lies within you. And remember that you have the power. Only you have the power to embrace your child. Only you have the power to embrace your inner child. And you have the power to offer it love. Offer your inner child love and support that they deserve so that you can begin to create a brighter future for yourself. It's been so amazing coming back here and talking to you. And I cannot wait until we meet again. Thank you. Take care of yourself and embrace your inner child. And make sure you continue on the path of healing that lies from within. I love you. Stay blessed and stay encouraged. It is I, your Chief Encouraging Officer, Ugo.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.